From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A couple of big typhoons is creating chaos in Asia. One storm tore through the Philippines and Taiwan before forcing nearly a million people to evacuate China's eastern coast. It's since weakened to a tropical storm. The other typhoon has triggered flooding and landslides in Japan, killing at least 9 people. The warm waters of the western Pacific Ocean often produce typhoons, which hit the region around this time of year. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Typhoon Etau did its worst damage in Hyogo Prefecture on the west coast of Japan's main Honshu Island. Local police said that one man was killed when his car was swept away by floodwaters. A landslide in neighboring Okayama Prefecture killed one woman in her home. Public broadcaster NHK reported that 10 people were missing in western Japan. Authorities evacuated more than 2,000 people from their homes and sheltered them in public schools. The typhoon is now expected to head north and inland. Japan's meteorological agency warned that heavy rains and more landslides could follow. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
President Obama and the leaders of Mexico and Canada are in Guadalajara, Mexico, to discuss a wide range of issues facing their countries. The three had dinner earlier this evening, and Mr. Obama met one-on-one with Mexican President Felipe Calderon. Aides say the two discussed trade relations, the swine flu, and drug trafficking. The so-called Three Amigos Summit ends Monday. The Obama administration says it is willing to hold direct negotiations with North Korea over its suspected nuclear weapons program under certain conditions. More from NPR's Carol Van Dam.
White House advisor Jim Jones says former President Clinton talked to North Korea's reclusive leader Kim Jong-il for 3 hours, but made no promises when he gained the release of two American journalists convicted of entering North Korea illegally. Jones said on Fox News Sunday that the U.S. stands ready to meet face-to-face with North Korean negotiators under one condition.
We have put on the table in the context of the talks, we would be happy to do that if, in fact, they would rejoin the talks.
Jones is referring to the six-nation talks involving the U.S., South Korea, Japan, China, and Russia that North Korea broke off. The North also kicked out international inspectors after agreeing to the inspections and to giving up its weapons program. The North has tested 2 devices and fired missiles able to carry a nuclear weapon. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Jim Jones also appeared on NBC's Meet the Press and said that Iran has officially told the U.S. for the first time that it is holding 3 American hikers who strayed into the country from Iraq more than a week ago. He said the U.S. has sent strong messages urging that Iran release the 3. Stocks in Asia have been climbing in Monday trading, but Japan's benchmark Nikkei has fallen back a bit after reaching above 10,500 for the first time in 10 months. This is NPR. As many as 80 corrections officers used pepper spray, wielded batons, and shot foam projectiles to remove inmates who had barricaded themselves inside a California state prison near Los Angeles. At least 55 prisoners were sent to hospitals after they began rioting Saturday night. Officials say the fighting was likely prompted by tensions between black and Hispanic prisoners. The prison remains on lockdown. Utah gets a new governor this week, given the Senate vote last week that sends sitting Governor John Huntsman to China as U.S. ambassador. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus has more.
As ambassador to China, John Huntsman draws from years of experience in Asian trade and diplomacy. He learned to speak fluent Mandarin during a Mormon mission in Taiwan. Huntsman is also a Republican and was considered a possible presidential rival in 2012 until President Obama selected him for the Beijing post. Back in Utah, Lieutenant Governor Gary Herbert takes over in an inauguration scheduled for Tuesday. Herbert is more homegrown and homebound, known more for diplomacy between counties than countries. He's also considerably more conservative than Huntsman, who said he supported civil unions and equal rights for gay couples. Herbert selected a Republican moderate as lieutenant governor. Both men must face the voters next year if they want to continue running the state. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Recovery efforts are to resume in the morning in the Hudson River after Saturday's mid-air crash between a sightseeing helicopter and a small plane. 9 people were killed in the collision. 7 bodies and wreckage from the helicopter have been found and pulled from the river. I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.